This hour, we'll be talking about Ecclesiastes, God's sovereignty in the midst of life. My name is Kevin Carson. I have the privilege of serving Christ as the pastor of Sunrise Baptist in Ozark, Missouri, as well as the department chair of biblical counseling at Mission University in Springfield, Missouri. A special privilege I have, too, is to teach here in the master's program, and it's a blessing to be with you today as we talk about Ecclesiastes. Now, in biblical counseling, I've often taught that there are certain books that it's important to understand. In the course of the New Testament, those are easy to think through, right? So you have in the New Testament, important books would be Ephesians and James, 1 Peter, right? Those come to mind immediately. Philippians probably. Key other texts as well in 1 Corinthians. But when you look at the Old Testament, right, you think about what are the key books there, and some of them include the first several chapters in Genesis, and then we have the wisdom literature. So the wisdom literature includes Job, Psalms, Proverbs, Ecclesiastes, and Song of Solomon. So of that group, Ecclesiastes tends to be one of those books that I go to very, very often. Now again, when you think of the broad way and how we counsel, a lot of times we can pick a topic and somebody says, well, what about anger? And we think of individual verses, we don't think of entire context. Where in my mind, as you think about how can I learn better, how can I grow as a biblical counselor, let me suggest to pick a book, to read it multiple times, to begin to pay attention to how the various elements of paragraphs connect to each other. And as you do that, you're going to be able to then be able to teach that book, counsel that book, understand that book much better. Ecclesiastes is one of those books. When you read people, I've recently had a friend that's been writing about this particular book. When you read people, and even in the commentaries, a lot of times they think of the book of Ecclesiastes essentially as meaning life is meaningless. I hope that over the course of our time together this hour, you're going to get a brand new appreciation for this book and we'll be able to teach it and think about it as well as communicate it to others through biblical counseling in ways that you've never been able to before. With that said, let me pray as we get into this particular text and consider it. Lord, we love you. We pray that you would give us wisdom as we consider this most important book. Thank you for Solomon and for all that he's written here. And I pray that you would give us the capacity to be able to both think through our own circumstances in light of this book, as well as to be able to help others when we sit down and try to help them think through their own. Lord, may it all be for your glory. In Jesus' name, amen. All right,